Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Between the Reps with Brooke, Gina, and Devin.
Yeah, welcome
new
back.
New year.
Happy new year. Same
Holy
me.
Shit. Yep. New year. Same old me. God.
So tired of hearing that.
I know. You know what? I like on Instagram, you know, it's right around New Year's Eve and it's just, you know, everyone's got to post their, you know, 2022 and all their pictures from like 2022, right?
Yeah, it's like all like a real
best photos. Yeah,
well, like all the places they've gone.
Yep.
And,
not yeah. that I could even be able to figure out on my own, like edit something like that together for myself.
Yeah.
As soon as I started seeing so much of it, I was like, not doing it. Never doing it.
You know what I think is awesome is like if you did it and it was just like a whole reel of you like crying. Just every single one.
Dude.
Just crying, stepping in shit. I don't know. Like I'm trying to think of like, you know, like your car after a car accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just a, I don't know. I just think that would be funny.
Pile of bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Paying the bills. Just mundane shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had, I went to sushi the other night. Brooke, you'll like this.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like waiting to get a table. I got there before Daniel and some friends. And so I'm sitting there and this guy is standing. I go and put my name in and he's like, okay, it's going to be like 40 minutes. I'm like, cool. So I go and sit down and this guy's like, he's like looking at me and I can tell he's like looking at me. And he's young. So I'm thinking like, he's not checking me out, but he's definitely like looking at me.
He's probably checking you out.
No, he was not checking me. No, it was not that vibe at all.
Yeah. But even if it is that vibe, you usually need me to be like, it's the vibe.
Yeah. I wouldn't know if it was the vibe. So So anyway, so I'm like kind of conscious of it. And so I pull my book out because I'm like uncomfortable. And so I'm like reading my book. And so Daniel gets there and so the guy like walks out and it's almost like he's like sneaking up on someone.
Walks
up and he goes, "Hey, I don't know if this is out of line or like if I can ask you this."
Oh, you're like, "Whoa, okay."
And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "But are you the girl from Brookends' blog?" He goes, "I recognize you." And I just started laughing. And I just went, "Oh,
that's like, why you were staring at me.
Like, what are you going to ask me?" And I just thought it was so funny. And so I'm just like laughing. And then Daniel, he was like sneaking out. Like, "Hey, I don't want to scare her in the wild. You know,
I don't want to be weird. I wouldn't do that. I'm cool. I'm a cool guy.
No, but this was even funnier. And I go, "Oh," and then Daniel, of course, answers. He's like, "Yep, that's her. You know, and he's like, "Oh, I recognize you too." And then Daniel's just beaming, like, "Oh, yeah, like, me too. Like, yeah, cool." And I thought it was so funny because he goes, "Yeah," he's like, "Oh, that's so cool." He's like, "I grew up watching those."
Fuck. Wow.
It's so good. Wow. I grew up watching those. I was like,
"Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay. So you definitely aren't into older women. Got it."
Oh my God. It was really funny. So yeah, I've been, and of course there were some other people from the gym. So now that's gone around the gym and you know, everyone's growing up watching me.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been that long, huh?
I know. I was like, huh. Yeah, let that sink in.
We're going to try hard to just like let that go right past me.
Yeah. Anyway.
You can't do anything in 5 years. You know, I can't grow up in 5.
I know. That's what I was like. I don't want to call him out like, and how, cause he looked like he was like late 20s, like not much younger than you. Like he grew up watching you.
Maybe he just, he
grew up with
wrong
you.
Wrong wording.
I don't know. Yeah. It was just funny.
Made him so nervous. He like misused his words.
Yeah. That's probably so it. Funny. Yeah. And in the presence of my beauty, he was like, yeah, sure. That's definitely what it was.
Uh-huh. Gosh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I grew up watching those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm on the other side of that then. We're there.
I think I said something like, I can't remember what I said. It was something like.
So can I be considered a cougar now?
No. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. I said something like, "Oh, I'm surprised you could even recognize me."
Excuse me.
You know, so many years ago.
It was. That was a long time ago.
Like a whole, completely different.
Thought I'd be dead by now.
Can you hand me that walker, please?
Seriously. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so that was a funny little thing that I wanted to tell you about.
That is funny.
How was your guys' holidays?
They were good.
Yeah. Full of kids and dogs. I feel like both kids. Of you, kids and dogs.
Kids. They didn't, when we had the dogs here, we put them all away when everyone was here.
When you say put them away, where are they going?
In like my mom's room.
Oh, like all of them?
Well,
I feel like they're just having like their own party in there, like card games. And
they only, like, we didn't have all the dogs here because Christmas Eve, then, you know, it's really just everyone's here for dinner and some activities. And then they all went home.
I just feel like all your siblings always bring all their dogs.
Robin doesn't always bring Trigger. She only brings him like if she really has to.
Yeah.
Or if he's had a bath because he's more of an outside. He's outside a lot. And then Taz is here right now because Lacey, they're all out of town for soccer. So we've got Taz here and Ozzy and Gunner during the day when Cody's at work. They always drop him off here. And he's easy. The only thing that the most annoying thing about the dogs, because they're all pretty easy.
Yeah. But
man, do they get spooked, you know? A car pulls up. They know exactly who's in the car. They know whose car it is because, in fact, it's their owner's car. But they just bark as if it's a stranger. And you're like, I tell them all the time, I'm like, I will literally throw you in the garbage can. Stop it. Enough.
And it's working.
I don't care. They do this. They're like, You know how Maggie used to do it? It's like they want to stop barking, but they can't.
No, they're literally going like, she says the garbage can every time and has never done it.
She's a liar.
She's never done it one time. So we can just keep doing this.
So I keep hearing them say they're barking to me, but what they're saying is, you won't.
Won't. Prove it.
Coward. We did that. And then for New Year's Eve, I was home and we went to the bowling alley, me and my siblings, and then took the kids and
that was fun.
And got pizza and then went bowling. And then everyone went home. I ended up driving over to my sister Robin's house and her husband was helping me set up my ledger for the crypto that I've had.
Oh, okay.
So now it's stored on a ledger. It looks like a flash drive and it's not stored on any platform where you can like purchase it. So it's safe.
So you can actually see your money.
Yeah.
You have proof that your money is there.
Yes. And someone would, you know, they'd have to have your ledger to be able to hack it. But the point is getting it off of
the mainframe.
I'm like, you guys, I don't really know crypto. I try, you know, and the stuff that I have, it was advised that there were certain things to have and sit on. So not like constantly be trading.
Yeah.
I wish that I could do that and I knew how to do it, but I just don't really, I don't think I want to spend the amount of time you need to spend every day.
Yeah, I find it very
paying attention
confusing.
To what is. Oh man, it really is.
You're lucky you didn't like have crypto with some of those companies that fucking stole like millions, trillion, billions of dollars.
Yep.
So,
but yeah, you know, money's hard.
Well, for me, it's not that money's hard. Money's not existent.
Yeah, having money too feels like it's non-existent.
I mean, having money is nice.
I got a paycheck.
I'm actually getting a paycheck again. It's crazy.
I remember when I didn't live at my parents'.
Oh, shut up. You love living at your parents.
Dude, I absolutely love it.
You could, I'm like, someone was, Natalie was asking me about you yesterday. And I was like, you know, she could live on her own. She just doesn't want to.
Like, says why?
Yeah.
And on top of that, I am, you know, I can't afford to buy a home. There was a time when I could, and I did. And then I sold that home. And, you know, turns out I think savings is pretty important because we're in a weird time, but my parents, we have this house and the ranch. It would be stupid to buy property or buy a house with the market the way that it is with what I can do. Right.
You don't think that it would be
so smart? I might as well stay living here, paying no mortgage, saving some money. And then as soon as there's something worth buying, that's like, it's come down and it's more realistic, then do it.
Do you think it's going to come down though?
My dad swears by it.
Yeah. With the surge that's going on. That's what I was wondering. It's like, it's so hard to play that game. You know, it's like all my kids bought recently at like the height of the market. Mm-hmm. Not at the height. Like it came down a little bit. It's like before everything was just going for over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they bought at like the market price, but it doesn't go down here.
Yeah. I don't know about your
area. It just keeps slowly rising. Which is crazy. Like we've just had all these floods and I mean, it's crazy. I don't know if you've seen any of this stuff.
I've watched. I've seen some stuff that's been posted on like social. I've just the storms,
the waves or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, no, Capitola was completely under.
Oh, really?
Like all the way back into like, yeah, you gotta the like businesses? Go. And, uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like that wow. whole, you know how it does like a big circle?
Yep.
That whole back row completely underwater. Oh, like dang. Not under, I mean, but like the streets and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like all the jetties, Capitola jetties done, sea cliff gone. Crazy.
Okay.
Crazy crap.
Here?
Huh?
Did your guys' pier, did the Santa Cruz pier get really damaged? I thought I saw some.
It was the Capitola.
Oh.
Capitola did. And then the sea cliff is almost completely gone.
The ship?
Not the ship. I don't know what's happened to the ship.
Probably not a lot.
They have like a big jetty out there. I know. Yeah. I feel like that thing's like really stuck back there.
It really is.
Really, really stuck.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Anyone who's wondering what the ship is, there's a concrete ship that's, you know,
Naptos.
It didn't float.
It's run aground.
It
run
is.
Amok. Yeah. But yeah. And then this area, they had a bunch of places evacuated because like all the low areas, the river came up and like kind of washed right over. So yeah, it's insane. But, you know, it's good today. So far, so good.
It's been nothing but rain in here. And we finally are not supposed to have rain until Tuesday. But it's been nonstop. Boring. Just like for days, didn't even have a sky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of what it's been here. Yeah. But it's supposed to only let up today. And then it's supposed to go again through Tuesday. So that's what they're worried about, is like the storm on top of storm on top of storm.
That's what we've been having. So,
yeah.
So. Tons of snow. And we've got a lot of rain. And a bad thing, it's a good thing. How does it happen here is when you get a lot of rain all at once, it doesn't saturate, it doesn't go into the ground.
Right. It just like runs off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, that's why I was laughing, because I got into it with Megan one time, and I was totally joking, but by the way, anybody out there who's like gonna get really upset by this, and she said something about like being in a drought, and I was like, we've been in a drought my whole life.
Oh yeah.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's been raining, or like people will be like, oh, it hasn't rained since, you know, it hasn't rained like this since 1913. And I'm like, so it's done it before. So we're good.
We made it.
Yeah, we made
it. All right.
So we're good. Okay. Yeah. We haven't had this.
I like my odds.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Or it's like when people are always like, the end times are coming. I'm like, they've been coming my whole life. You know?
It was they finally get here.
The hottest summer we've ever had since whatever. It's always since another time.
Right.
There's always been another time. Or they'll be like, record, record heat. But then it's been since whatever. So it's like, I mean, it's very rare that it's like an anomaly. Like, oh man, it's the first time ever.
Yeah.
You know? I just want them to stop trying to scare the shit out of us.
Yeah, well, I think the sinkhole in China was maybe a first time ever.
I don't know that about that.
What?
I don't know about that. I'm not on TikTok and all the things, the algorithms. I don't watch the news.
Well,
what's the sinkhole in China? I didn't hear about it. Either.
Okay, let me Google it because I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, you just brought this up, man.
I thought there was one at a zoo.
Just hang on. I got to go to DuckDuckGo.
I went on my Google and my last search was, did Steven Spielberg's mom have a mental disorder?
All right, here you go. From the New York Post.
Okay.
630-foot sinkhole in China reveals massive ancient forest world.
Whoa.
Chinese spelunkers were astonished after discovering a massive 630-foot sinkhole that harbored a forest at the bottom and possibly other life forms, like something out of the Lost World. The pit is one of 30 known sinkholes located in Lei County, South China's, not going to try and pronounce the rest of that.
Yeah.
Autonomous region. It says, I wouldn't be surprised. This is a quote from someone. I wouldn't be surprised to know that there are species found in these caves that have never been reported or described by science until now.
Whoa, they better be careful. I don't know if they've ever seen The Descent.
Yeah, they're, you know,
but
The team discovered a capacious crater Friday, descending 328 feet and then hiking several hours to reach the base of the crater, a la Journey to the Center of the Earth. They then returned safely to the surface that same evening.
No way. Dude, you've seen Descent, right? Or like
any
kind of movie, horror movie, where they go underground, there is some kind of species under there that is like a human that is mutated into like some kind of, you know, like they're blind, you know, because it's dark.
Yeah.
Like they've like mutated to like their surroundings and they're usually scary and they're usually going to eat you. Mm-hmm. Like there is no freaking way I would go down in that crater.
Well, you'll have to just look it up. Like Google it. And I went on DuckDuckGo because then you know, kind of weeds out some of the bullshit. But
yeah,
they talk, I mean, I've heard about it for a while now, like ancient, giant, huge trees. They've found all kinds of crazy shit, Gina.
Wait, that are underground.
Yes.
They don't get light.
And do you also know that they've found an ocean under the Earth's crust?
An actual, just a body of water, an ocean.
Well, let me just Google this one for you too, just to see exactly what it says.
You know what I'm saying? So wouldn't it be just like the ocean, but deeper?
Or
you know what I mean? Like, or is it like contained?
Does it have life in it?
Yeah. Like, does it have waves? We're asking Brooke, like, she's like the... You're the authority on this, right?
This is from livescience.com. Huge ocean discovered inside Earth. Scientists interior have found a large reservoir of water equal to the volume of the ocean beneath Eastern Asia. Left figure, there's a picture. It's sliced through the earth, taken from the figure on the right, showing the attenuation anomalies within the mantle of a depth of roughly 600 miles. In both images, red shows unusually soft and weak rock believed to be saturated with water, and the blue shows unusually stiff rock. Deep interior of the ocean, water reservoir beneath east. Yeah.
What a trip. Well, I don't doubt it. I was watching, I think it was on Netflix. It's like a Netflix special and it's about ancient, what's it called? Have you seen it? It's like
ancient aliens?
No. But it's like ancient It's basically this guy who a bunch of scientists don't agree with, but he believes that there was like civilization, like a smarter civilization back before, and it kind of like got wiped out and then all started like back up again. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, but anyway, so he goes to like all these different places and shows how these things that like people think are just like rock formations or whatever, like are definitely like civilization has like built these different, whatever, structures and stuff like that. It's really interesting. So, yeah, it's very cool. But yeah, I think there's so many, I guess like the scientific world was against it because they don't want to be wrong. Right.
100%.
Yeah. But what I think is so funny is that, I mean, obviously you're going to find out more information over time.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you assume that like whatever we found out back in like the 60s or the 70s or, you know, whatever, even like the 80s, 90s, that's the final answer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
I feel like it's, you know, that ends up happening because people like to be wrong and forget that you should always consider the possibility. Because if you can, we've talked about this before. If you can consider it, like you may not believe it, but if you can consider it, it just opens up, even if you continued moving forward with it not being more ideal. But if you can consider it, that might pop and actually be different than what you thought. It's not as hard to accept that you were wrong because you still had like a thought in your mind that that is a possibility. It's like not shutting something down, but you're not believing something, but you're leaving space to just see how something pans out.
Yeah.
Without being too upset or emotional if it's not what you think and you believe, you know?
Well, and the thing is that I think it's even more, but then on top of it, why do you have to look at it as if I was wrong? It's like, I made a decision based on the information that I had at the time, you know? And that's what I think is missing with a lot of people is that like, okay, we only have this much information about civilization, or we only have this much information about, you know, whatever discovery they've made. But then of course, over time, you're going to make more discoveries.
Well, it's just so
rather than being like, I was wrong, I've got this giant ego.
Yep.
How about just saying like, well, with the information that I had, you know, I made this hypothesis or whatever, and didn't pan out that way.
Yep.
Yeah. Nope. Too many big egos.
Man. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I hate being wrong.
It's not fun.
Right.
But if you're operating on the information that you have and doing the best you can, and then you get new information, like,
right.
It's okay to be like, oh, well, now we know.
Right. And it's okay to change your mind.
Yeah.
It's okay to change your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I've changed my mind a lot, lots of things.
I change it all the time.
I change it all the time.
You know, I follow people on Instagram. I unfollow people all the time. I'm like, you know what? I was wrong. Not
I was wrong about you.
Not for me. I'll follow people that I do not know because if I kind of like their content or I kind of think, you know, they're cute or something. It's like, I don't want to have to try. I don't want to have to like remember your name. Like if I wanted to like see what you were up to or like spy on an Instagram account. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'll just follow.
Yeah. And then you unfollow.
And then like after I'm like, yeah, I'll scroll or whatever on Instagram sometimes. And if I keep seeing shit, then like, I just, like, for instance, I've followed influencers in the wild for a long time.
Yeah.
And like they've reposted my shit. I'm so sick of seeing just these basic influencers. Like think of seeing how ridiculous they look. Like I think it is funny.
Yeah.
You know, like we had the video of someone like doing a video or whatever.
I finally, where it's like a guy right up on her butt crack and she's doing, you know, her twerking or whatever.
I unfollowed.
Well, because it starts to make you think like we're idiots.
Well, yeah.
We're idiots. Why are we watching this? And why is this funny?
And why is this popular?
Like, yeah.
Who are these people doing this and what? Where has society gone that this is something that happens all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. All the time. And the thing is too, is that are you, cause at first you're watching it cause you're like, oh, influencers of the wild. It's making fun of them, you know? So you like jump on the bandwagon. You're like, oh, what an idiot. You know, stupid. And then And then you find yourself watching it all the time. And you're like, well, wait, now I'm kind of perpetuating it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like even, I mean, because now people are wanting to get on influencers in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because they're fucking idiots.
Yep.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, look, like it's in my ass crack. About hundreds of thousands of people. I hope they all like it.
Yep. I'm so happy I quit out of I quit college.
You guys, I made it.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I made the college comment, so anyone listening that's like, hey, what? It's okay to quit. Dude, I left too. I didn't graduate college. So don't take offense. We're all out here just trying to do our best with what we have.
Yeah, this is true.
I can with what I have.
With what I got.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all you can do.
Hey, speaking of what you got, you have a new little family member.
Oh, my horse?
Actually, she's a big family member. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, I got a horse. I grew up with horses, but I finally got my very own. And the goal is I'm starting to train. Because I would like to show horses. I'd like to show her.
Oh, okay.
She is a cutting horse. But when you,
sorry, can I stop you? I'm going to ask you a question.
What do you do when you show a horse?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know all of the ins and outs.
Do you ride it?
Yeah, no. You ride
display
it. Yeah, you ride it. I think there's obviously different events or categories or whatever. I'm not familiar with everything that I will need to be able to do, but that's why I'm going to start training. As soon as it stops raining. And her name is, well, she's sired by Metallic Rebel. Anyone who's horse people might know that bloodline, or that extremely sought after bloodline from the sire being a very good cutting horse. If you guys aren't familiar with cutting is, it's basically if you had a group of cows, steers, you will separate. Maybe they're doing like pregnancy checks or immunizations or whatever. You separate one from the group and then you basically work the cow. So as the cow's trying to get away from you, your horse is basically playing cat and mouse. So it's kind of back and forth, stopping the cow and not letting him kind of get around to get back with the herd. And there's other things involved too. Just certain things they look for in, I guess maybe like even just like kind of posturing on horseback. I don't know specifically. I'm sure someone's listening to this being like, Brooke, it's this. Well, I don't know yet, but I want to know. So that's what I'm hopefully going to start doing. Her name on her papers, she is a red roan mare. She's an American quarter horse. And her name is All American Rebel. But her name that she had when I got her, she's 5, is Kitten. So mean Kitten.
Cute.
She's very cute and she's very sweet. And yeah.
American Rebel. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
American Rebel. All American Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
I'm excited to meet her.
Yeah. I need to, it's supposed to stop raining for the next few days. It's like my time to be able to go and actually very difficult to clean corrals when it's all muddy and wet and full of water. So go and do that this weekend, probably.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look excited, Gina.
No, I was just thinking.
That's just my thinking face.
That's my thinking face. I know. Like, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
No, she did this. You went like this. You go, that's exciting. And then you did this. Then you went like this. You go, we had a horse.
I was just thinking, well, no, because I was just thinking like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun, but it's a lot of work. That's what I was thinking of. Because it was my sister's horse and then it was on my parents' property. So when we bought my parents' property, the horse was then ours and we had the horse and the emu. And so between the two of them, it was, I mean, it's just a lot to take care of.
That is.
Yeah. You know, so.
Keep me busy.
Yeah.
Trying anyways. It's been very difficult when it's been raining all day and I'm like, okay, I need something to.
Well, especially when you have to drive to it. At least mine was just in my backyard. Yeah. I mean, like at some point it'll be like that with like up at the ranch or whatever.
At least during the summer months, but
yeah.
And we won't put her out to pasture or anything like that. So.
When you say out to pasture, it sounds like you're going to kill her.
Well, my dad.
But you know, when they talk about that, they're like, they put me out to pasture.
Yeah, I'm going to put me out to pasture. Yeah, no, they do that. My dad says it all the time.
Yeah. See?
When I'm old, he just put me
old,
to pasture.
It's an old saying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Dude, so my grandmother turned 99.
Jeez.
99.
Wow.
On the 29th. And we were supposed to have this.
I'm never going
to
lose you.
Well, it could go either way. I have two grandparents that died younger, like 80, like 79, 80. And then I have two that one lived to almost 104. And then grandma 99. But what's crazy is that we were all supposed to go, you know, we had Christmas and then we were all supposed to go over to her house for her big 99th birthday. Well, grandma got COVID. Which, you know, in these times, it's like, oh man, it's like a death sentence for old people.
99.
Yeah, you're 99. So all of us are like freaking out, like, oh my gosh, you know. Well, so she goes to the doctor. She's fine. She had like a little bit of a cough. She had a fever one day. She like went to the doctor. They were like, I can't believe you're 99.
And she's like, I feel pretty good.
Well, I just eat my vegetables.
Well. Every now and again, I bake a pie.
She does. She makes pie. Oh, she's so, oh my God. She's just so adorable. But yeah, so totally, totally fine.
Good.
You know, and I'm like the asshole calling all my kids. Cause like there were a couple of them that couldn't see her at Christmas. Cause you know, they have so many different places to go with their wives and husbands or whatever. And I was like, you know, you should really get up to see Granny. Cause she's going to be 99. And, you know, let's just face it. She's not going to be around forever as much as we think she is. And so a couple of them didn't. So I was calling all of them and I was like,
right, guys, up there.
Grandma's got COVID. You guys all got to call her for her birthday. Cause like, I mean, she's 99. Like I'm like giving this woman a death sentence for like, for, and being fine, completely fine. So yeah. I mean, I really do believe that she's going to be around forever, but
she might be.
I mean, logistics are just telling me that that's not possible.
That's true.
Yeah. And her quality of life is so, yes, that's true. Her quality of life is so good too.
Like really
my grandpa who lived to be, you know, all of his, my mom and her siblings were like, so like proud of the fact that he lived to almost 104. And I'm like, yeah, but his quality of life from like 95 on, like this man did not have a great quality of life. I mean, they think he did because he was eating.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, he's eating. He loves his life. He watches football and eats, but he's like laying on a gurney, you know, and he's anyway, just not a great quality. My grandma, I'm telling you, she is like,
she thrives.
Like, she thrives, man. She's a puzzle. She's a puzzle doing maniac.
Uh-huh.
Crosswords. I mean, I think that's like really the secret to a long life, guys. It's puzzles. You know, keeps the mind sharp.
Yeah. My mom plays solitaire every night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know how to play that.
Honestly.
I'm dead. Life expense.
Just take me. I mean, I'm willing to learn new things, but I'm not willing to learn new things.
Oh God. I know. Yeah. It's funny. Cause people are always like, yeah, you're going to live forever. I'm like, I've definitely been a little worse to my body than my grandmother. I think the worst thing she's ever done is eat a biscuit.
Maybe a burnt biscuit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Burnt the pie. Anyway.
I gotta pee.
All right.
I gotta pee.
Well, so I hate to ask it, but is anybody trying to do like a New Year's resolution? Because, you know, I mean, I just feel like they're bullshit.
Yeah.
I think it's great if you like, everyone's like, I'm going to set an intention.
Right.
I'm going to set an intention.
Right.
And I was like, I mean, that's the same thing.
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I asked a couple of people, I was like, do you have New Year's? Oh, no, I don't do that. But I've set some intentions. I'm like, same fucking thing.
You're like, hey, happy new moon.
Totally the same thing.
Yeah, it is, right?
Happy new moon.
And I wanted to be like, how is that different?
You're like, it's
not. You explain it. Yeah, it's not.
It's not different. It's just, you know, kids talk funny these days.
They do.
They really do.
Oh, man. And they really got it all figured out. Yeah, so if you set intentions.
What's my intention? Well, my intention, you know, I've got some intentions for 2023. One would be to just wake up every day.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like to start. I like to learn from my father, like set the bar low.
Yeah.
You know, just, what do I got going on tomorrow? Hey, whoa, I'm going to get up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're going to start there. Yeah. I'm a 1 foot in front of the other kind of gal.
Yeah. Like it.
I would like to, this is not a goal and it's really not even an intention. It's an intention, but it's something that will in fact happen. You know, exercise more regularly as I'm feeling better, you know? Yeah. So I think I'm just going to start there and,
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. And then, you know, and ride my horse and see if I can, no. Compete at a new in a new industry.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Dev?
Well, I like with the wake up, get up.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I feel like it's doable.
You wake up and you're like, yes, another day. Yes, a win.
Yeah, yeah. You just start your day off with a win.
Yeah.
Okay. Your eyes pop open, and maybe if you've had some bad days, you're like, "Fuck, did it again,
another one."
No, I love that.
Honestly, I feel like last year I kind of lost touch with like friends and family a little bit. So I just kind of want to like see people that I care about and love more often.
That's awesome.
Good.
You know,
yeah,
there's always the eat healthier, exercise more regularly. That's all.
We all know that doesn't last.
But I just want to spend time with people that I care about more.
Yeah. I know somebody was asking me, I felt kind of weird, but like I've had this like epiphany lately. Cause you know, I tend to, you know, me being the six that I am and focused on all the bad things. I was like, I've been so focused on good things lately that, you know, someone was like asking me, they were like, how are you? I'm like, I am so good. Which you almost feel like bad for saying. Yeah. And it's not because my life is just like so grand or so, it's not for like any of the reasons like people would think. It's like, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, I've got all of my kids within like 5 minutes of me. Which is so rare, especially in California. You know, most people have to move out. They can't afford to live here. You know, I've got a grandbaby on the way. I think because this last year I focused so much on family, Dev, like you were saying, it's like just having that. Well, and Brooke, you've been like so much with your family. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so, I don't know. It's just, it's really fulfilling. Mm-hmm. It's really fulfilling for me. I will say last year I decided that I was going to read more and I read 65 books this last year.
Wow.
You are a reader.
I'm a reader.
You are a reader.
I'm now a reader, guys. So I'm really stoked on that. So I want to continue doing that.
Nice.
And yeah, that's, you know, awesome. I want to keep reading. I don't read anything like, you know, that makes me smarter. Yeah. It makes me more like apt to knowing like who might kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
that's important. That's a very, very important trait to have, being a six. You can't be a six if you aren't constantly educating yourself on threats.
On threats. Just exactly what I'm doing. I'm bettering myself.
Yeah, constantly preparing for any situation that might come your way.
Yep. Seriously. Yeah, mostly in the death area.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah.
What's one of the favorite books that you've read, Gina?
Oh my gosh. You know what's so crazy is that I've read so many of them. Like, as people come over, like my cousin like comes over and pretends it's like her library. So she'll be like, "Well, what should I read?" I'm like, "I remember really liking this one." But then I'll have to like read the back of the cover to like remember what it was about. So, I started it off with Verity by Colleen Hoover, which was like, you know, it was like going crazy last year, that I loved. Now, some people don't like it because it's completely different from the rest of her books, but mm-hmm. I've read most of her other books, but just because of my taste of books, I think they're bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I don't like them.
Yeah. So they're, if for anybody who doesn't know, Colleen Hoover, she's a great writer and they're really fun reads, but she mostly does, what would you call it, Deb? Like romance, not like a romance novel, but like there's
but
always
like unrealistic, like, oh, the neurosurgeon, you know, showed up and she twisted her ankle and like fell madly in love with her.
Yeah.
That's where I got to and it ends with us. And I was like,
yeah. Nope. Well, so yeah, so
all bullshit. The,
yes,
bullshit.
I
call bullshit.
It's such a like I don't know. Like yes, it's like a pessimist view for sure. But it is. It's a lot of them have this theme, which there's always like some kind of underlying problem, you know, that kind of keeps them apart or keeps them, you know, but then they get back together, you know, or they break up or for whatever reason, but it's always like the girl who is the most beautiful woman, but doesn't know it.
Right.
You know, that would never happen now. I mean, if you're beautiful, you know it. And you're fucking out there on Instagram 24/7, you know,
you're on Influencers in the Wild.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so it's like always that. And then it's always that she like meets the guy who never commits.
Right.
But wants to commit to
emotionally
her.
Emotionally unavailable, but then all of a sudden
is madly in love with her. Yeah. It's complete bullshit. And I think that what the problem is that her books have become so popular because yet again, don't get me wrong, Colleen Hoover, because I know that she probably listens to this. I think you're fantastic. But the thing is that I just think that it's so unrealistic. And I think that young girls, because they become so popular, young girls are reading this and going, I knew it. You know, they're like dating some guy that's completely unavailable. That's literally telling them like, I am not available. You know, I am broken.
Right.
You know, and then they're like, I'm going to fix you. I'm the one, you know, and it's like, that's what happens in these books. And it's like, no.
I'd rather read about California tax codes than that bullshit.
Yeah, because at least there, you know, you're learning something.
At least I'm learning about like, oh, this is going to sound bad, but like actually getting fucked, you know?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
How to not get fucked over.
I mean,
I'd rather get fucked by the government instead of not getting fucked by this fictitious neurosurgeon.
Yeah.
God. No, but I really liked Rock, Paper, Scissors. That is by, and now of course you put me on the spot, so I can't remember like authors. I really like books by Lisa Jewell. I think I gave you one, Dev, mm-hmm. maybe. I really liked, if you don't like thrillers, because like my whole thing is like thriller stuff, is is it Taylor Jenkins Reid? Is that her name? She wrote The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, Daisy and the Six.
Faith got me that for Christmas.
It's a great book. I think it's like based on like Fleetwood Mac,
yeah,
like Stevie Nicks, and yeah, and then like Malibu Rising, like all of those. All those books are pretty awesome if you're not like into death and scary like I am. I'm reading one right now that Daniel gave me to try, and it's I don't like slasher stuff.
Mm.
But it's called Curse of the Reaper.
Oh.
It's a little scary for me. Like I can't read it at night by myself.
I'm gonna see you in your house like oh. Hello.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Ruby. Oh,
I love, if you like something that's like a little supernatural, Insomnia by Sarah Pinborough. Loved that. She also did, it's not Pieces of Me, Behind Her Eyes, which was made into like a show. And I think, I recently read The Collective. Read The Collective. It's so good. It's basically about a mom who loses her child, and she's obsessed with the person that killed her, that she thinks is responsible for killing her child, is let go. And so then she is basically approached by this woman that has a Facebook group that she goes into, and it ends up being kind of like a revenge group. Oh, and it just goes from there. But it's really good. Okay. And it's got a great twist at the end.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, that's my book recommendations. I probably could have done a lot better if I, you know, prepared. Thanks, Dev.
Yeah. I have to pee so bad.
Okay, we're gonna let Brooke go pee. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
Go, Dev. Oh my God.
She did it again. She goes, give him the discount.
They can't see you, Devin. And we'll get back to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.